Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. It's going once again, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar.
She's gone.
All right, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. That was Springsteen off of Trax. I guess you'd call that a deep cut, where the bands are Flamin' Groovies with Shake Some Action, band called Bleachers with a song called Don't Go Dark, and start with Mark Linden, the Unloved, song called Lost from the Last Battalion. Mark took a little break, but he's getting back into music, which I think is a good thing. I like all his various bands quite a bit. The guys are here, and they'll be up probably in about 15 minutes. But first, I want to talk about a boat cruise and the exact date. I think it's the 13th. I'll pull it up before the show's over. But out of Boston Harbor with Stop Calling Me Frank, Chelsea Curve, and the Shanghai Lows. That's a hell of a lineup right there. And Stop Calling Me Frank have a new single out, by the way. So I'm going to play the new single. I'm going to play music by all the bands that are going to be on that cruise. And when I come back, I'll have the exact date. But I'm pretty sure it's the 13th. But anyway, this is brand new. It's called Ollie Owen Tree. I don't know what it's called. It's new stuff. Call Me Frank. It's a good tune. We'll be right back.
The Sandman let me down. Tired eyes, a wide and round in a pirouette. Chasing cigarette smoke. Common Catholic clown. Mother Mary twirls around in a minuet with a silhouette. Time repeats itself. Communications down. Menagerie in pieces on the ground. Now there's nothing left but the cigarette and the silhouette of my heart. Above this plastic clouds, the moon hides behind the frown and the marionettes in the silver jets float. The gears spin round and round. The search for things profound. Corpses lie in pieces on the ground. Now there's nothing left but the cigarette and the silhouette of my heart. On a carousel.
All right, that was Dan Kopko, Danny the K, with Cigarettes and Silhouettes. That is his latest solo release. Before that, the Chelsea Kerr with How Can I Resist You, Shanghai Lows with Aces, Eights, and Heartbreaks off of the release of the same name, New Stop Calling Me Frank, Ollie Oxenfree, and they will all be on the boat cruise on the 13th out of Boston Harbor. Stop Calling Me Frank, the Shanghai Lows, and the Chelsea Kerr. Danny Kay is obviously in the Shanghai Lows, and I think Lee Harrington might do a couple of neighborhood songs as well, so that should be special. But right now I'm here with Chris and Steve from the Gypsy Moss. Welcome,
hey,
guys.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I know you had a ride to get up here.
Worth it.
Right? I mean,
absolutely.
I'm like, geez, these guys are invested.
Yeah, I looked into the powerboat from Sandwich, and it wasn't running this afternoon, so 93 it is.
Yeah. So a bit about the Gypsy Moss. How you were saying off here, you guys have known each other quite a bit for a while.
Yeah, 42 years we've known each other. We were actually joking today, excited about coming down and seeing you and doing the interview and playing a couple tunes and reminiscing that we would have flipped out 40 years ago, sitting in Steve's bedroom with acoustic guitars, not knowing how to play them, trying to figure out some tunes off of Cosmos Factory by Creedence. And if you had told us 40 years later, we'd be in a room in a band still and doing a little thing for our new record, it would have been astounding. So,
but you had that dream even back then.
Yeah, totally.
We've always been record collectors and music nerds and just love that sound, you know.
And the Gypsy Moss couldn't have formed back then, though, did they?
Not really. Not as a band, but we kind of, the roots of it are all there. Like, we kind of, I think Steve and I sort of formed a band before we actually formed our friendship. Like, we recognized there's another rock and roll warrior, and we hadn't really figured out our instruments yet, but we figured out, all right, we're going to be in a band. So we had a couple, a band in high school, a couple bands through the years.
Garage rock and all those sort of things. In the attic, in the cellar. You know,
yeah, figuring out what you're doing. But we had kind of taken a break from playing, and we had played through late 90s or so around Boston, and both had kind of taken a break and still trading stuff and talking about things. And then the Gypsy Moss kind of came out of another band that Steve had started with our bass player Phil Thompson, H-Bombs.
Yeah, I can't. It was
There were so many, right?
Yeah, it was like
it was in the basement.
They were
they
had like a rockabilly kind of band, and the band splintered, and I hadn't really played all that much in a long time, and came down and sat in with them, and slowly but surely the pieces of the puzzle came together. And
we got him back.
Yeah,
which was huge. We got him back.
So you were in a bunch of, I don't know if it was a bunch, but you were in various bands that played out prior to them, like when you were your late teens,
Teens through like early 30s, different bands around playing in Boston. We had a high school band that was playing the auditorium.
And what clubs did you play back then in the bar? I'm trying to think. What was
TT's, the Rat, the Linwood,
the normal,
Channel,
the normal places,
Middle East Up and Down, Causeway, all the play, any of the rooms that were open. I think first club gig was end of 87, actually with a band that we were both affiliated with called the Threads in Quincy. That was at the old Beachcomber in Quincy, but then from there the Rat and TT's and rooms like that.
I get a headache just hearing those names again.
And playing in a couple of different bands, some together, some separately, over the next 12, 13 years, and then maybe 15 years ago kind of hung it up, and or 20 years ago, and then got back into it with the Gypsy Moths.
How long of a break was there before you rejuvenated?
It was a really long time. Phil Thompson dragged me in to just do some guide vocals on some stuff he was getting together, and it was just fun again. Fun again, for lack of a better term, like when we were kids.
It was like 12 years in between gigs, gigging bands.
Yeah.
And this band was primarily put together just for fun. Like, we have a group of friends, some musicians, some not, but this core group of friends that we've known forever, that get together with some frequency over the years, and we call it Vinyl Night, where you bring a stack of records, somebody hosts, some beverages and treats and what have you. There was a night where we were, I think, at Steve's house, and it might have even been Sam Cooke live, and one of us was like, oh, we should try to play some of these songs, and they had the rockabilly band that was kind of phasing out, so Vinyl Night kind of turned into a few of us playing some tunes and playing mostly 50s and 60s garage, obscure R&B.
We didn't do anything we didn't love, and we'd
never played that stuff in bands before. All our bands from back in the day was more like garage, poppy, punk type of stuff. And so this band formed just to play a party. So we started getting a set together, and a friend of ours, it's a legendary party in Boston called Denstock. He has it every year. Dennis White. Steve's known Dennis since he was like 6 years old, and I've known him. He's been a mentor for both of us for a long time.
He just had Elvis's brother. What's his
name? Ronan McManus and Spiller.
I saw Ronan at Sally O'Brien's, I think, the night before that. And I didn't know anything about him. He was impressive.
He's cool. Dennis invited us to play a Denstock, and we're like, okay, well, now we need a name.
We were terrified.
Actually, Steve and I were at the Garden seeing.
I should ask about the name.
We were seeing Barry Gibb at the Garden.
The same time?
The month before the gig, and we're walking back to the car like, all right, we got that gig coming up. What are you going to call it? And Steve threw that name out there, and it stuck.
Gypsy Moths nearly destroyed half of Massachusetts, if you recall, during the infestation back in the 70s.
So originally we just
started cracking up. And it kind of stuck.
I never linked that. So you're at that. The name's actually quite dangerous.
We started out to the mission was to be pesty.
Gypsy Moths.
They're not good.
Yeah. No, they're not.
The band's good, but the Gypsy Moths themselves.
No.
We didn't know it would last past that one gig, but here we are, and the name stuck, and we're glad we went with it.
So it started Wicked organically. That's cool.
Totally.
Yeah, real friends in music and the love of music.
Yeah.
You know, that's where it's at.
Well, I'm just going to go back in time one more time.
So when you were
growing up, you must have listened to the same bands I listened to, like the Hoods and the Stompers and
absolutely
bands of that ilk.
Yeah, we were into all sorts of stuff, like the British Invasion, Stones, Beatles, Who, Kinks was primary stuff, 60s and 70s rock.
And then Chris brought home the Dogmatics first album.
Yeah, Dogmatics.
Which really changed the game, I would say, for us.
Yeah, totally.
It was stunning to us.
I got hooked on college radio real young. Had a good little transistor radio that found its way to the left, and so I started getting into a lot of punk rock and local stuff.
On the edgier stuff.
Yeah,
but then also local stuff.
Like, we were fortunate to have a station like BCN too, that on a Saturday you'd hear the Hoods or Pastiche or Boys Life or Dogmatics, whoever.
Blackjack's
outlets. It was weaved right in, so growing up listening to all that stuff, it kind of informed
where we went with music. That was a great breeding ground, for lack of a better word, I think, to write.
Radio was radio. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So there is a new release out. Why don't you talk about, I'll play something off of that, but why don't we talk just a bit about the Sounds On, is that right?
Sounds On's the new record coming out a couple weeks on Rumbar.
A lot of tracks on that.
Yep.
Right?
12 songs. We wanted to, we've done singles and radio tapes and EPs over the years, but we've never made a proper album. And
no, I think that's cool.
Yeah, thank you. And the album that we put out last year, our Rumbar debut, Following the Races, it was 4 songs that we released independently before we connected with Rumbar, and then another 5 new tunes. And I remember a conversation with Lou around that time where he was like, I like albums. I don't need to do any 4 or 5 song EPs. You know, let's give the consumer value for the record. So we kind of took that as a little challenge. And
challenge accepted.
We got a lot of tunes in the mix in terms of stuff that we've written, and challenge accepted. So when we cycled off of promoting the Following the Races stuff, we said, let's approach this like an album. So we had 12 tunes. Some of them, actually, I would say maybe 9 of them we had never played live before.
Wow.
So it all came together in the studio. Some stuff we kind of learned within a few weeks of recording it.
Mm.
So even now, like rehearsing it for gigs coming up, those versions sound a little different than the way we recorded it. But we decided let's make a real record, 12 songs.
How did you meet Lou? How'd the Rumbar thing go down?
I think we'd all been fans of Rumbar. Just they had so many great bands, and us admiring so many of the musicians that were on it. But Jerry Lehane from the Dogmatics played a real instrumental role in connecting us. Jerry's been a supporter, a friend of ours for a long time, but a supporter of the band since day one.
Yeah.
And we were releasing all of these digital singles on our own. We had 4 of them out, and we released our own independent vinyl 12-inch and digital streaming called Wollaston Theater.
I have all that stuff.
And he and Jerry was like, you guys should connect with Lou. And he said to Lou, you should connect with Chris and the Gypsy Moths. So met Lou and hit it off. And
Lou's one of the most enthusiastic, supportive dudes you'll meet to run a label or
he's the best.
A band.
Great guy.
We're so fortunate to have met him. He's become a great friend. It was an awesome fit for us. He's been so encouraging. He's gotten our stuff out in a way that we never would have on our own.
Yeah.
We're, label mates with all these bands that we really love. That whole set you just played before here.
Great band.
Yeah, so it was just an awesome fit. Yeah. And so we're so grateful to have connected with him. And, from the moment that we talked to Lou and met him, it felt like a perfect match.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to play a couple off of that.
Cool.
We'll come back and talk about them, and you can play one live. This first song I'm going to play, I think, is called Turn It Down. Here we go.
Turn it down. I had my fun, I hung around and fell in love. sex and drums. The sum of it's tragic, bass and drugs. To be realistic, I've had enough. I'm a working a poor boy too.
All right. So they're selling the churches.
Yeah.
A little about that single, if well, that it's not a single, it's off to your actual album, but a little about that, I guess.
Well, it was growing up, we had seen all of our little churches in our neighborhoods being sold off and turned into condominiums and things of that nature, and you keep seeing it happening over and over again. And
yeah, this song doesn't need much explanation.
Yeah.
It's kind of all in the lyrics.
It's all there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, hoping that people can get back to it, but I don't know. The churches have given them some reason to balk it.
Right. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's you know.
That's a whole nother show though.
Right.
That's a
tune in on Sunday morning.
Yeah. That's a
church was sold away.
Oh, yeah. Let's go with Turn It Down.
Right. Mm-hmm. Turn It Down was actually we realized today that that's the oldest song on the record, and we had done a. So we were talking on the last break about how we had gotten away from music or playing music for a long time. Steve's bachelor party for when he got married was 12 years ago today. We just got reminded of Facebook reminders, and
that's right.
We were a couple of friends that were musicians. We were trying to figure out, okay, well, he doesn't golf. We're not going to go here, there, or everywhere. What are we going to do? And Steve continued to write, so. The party for his bachelor party was let's go to Jam Spot at the time in Somerville. Had a thing where you could go in and rent a few hours and get an engineer and do like a quick demo recording. So the bachelor party was, I mean, we went and drank and did all that stuff later on, but go and record a couple of his tunes. And one of them was Turn It Down. And this is long ago, embryonic version that it sounds cool, but it went away. And then when we were recording, we didn't have a band,
right.
And we're recording this record. We talked about, hey, let's bring that one back to life. And it sounds quite a bit different than the one we did back then. But that's the oldest tune on the record.
Wow. So, neat. You want to play one?
Yeah, sure.
I got to read a public service announcement anyway, so tune up, do whatever you got to do. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind a wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's the obligatory, I've got to get that out of the way. The phones don't work, but we got to read a PSA. But that's
a public service announcement from WMFO. Yeah. See, I still got it.
Yeah. That's right. We didn't talk about that. We'll talk about that after you play here a bit. But whatever you want.
Cool. So this tune is the single that we have out in advance of the record. It's our little love letter ode to places that we used to while away the days and nights in summer, Nantasket Beach, Paragon Park. This tune's called Tilt-A-Whirl.
Summer nights, just you and me. In the spring, we are going to where the sand meets the sea. Come on along to Paragon on the shore at Nantasket Beach. I only dream to hold you close up on a shaking wooden roller coaster. Come on,
come on,
we'll ride. We'll stay all day and into the night. Come on.
Slide.
Winter's gone, let's go outside. The parachutes, the tilt-a-whirl, the carousel, you're the only girl. Come on. Dark, laugh and scream at Paragon Park. Bumper cars under stars, spin around and round again. I'll try to kiss you on the Ferris wheel for real. Summer nights in the 70s, summer days in the high 80s. Ride our bikes for the matcha dimes, all the way to Nantasket Beach. Maybe I can hold her closer
on the old giant roller coaster. Maybe she will hold me closer. Maybe she will hold me closer. Come on,
come on,
we'll ride,
we'll ride.
The fireworks reflect in her eyes tonight. Come on, the fireworks reflect in your eyes tonight. Come on, come on along to Paragon tonight.
Nice. I love that song.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I grew up in Peabody, and the park, well, it was Salisbury Beach was a big park for me. Where we'd go on. We were a bit older, but that's where we'd go drinking, and that's where you'd have the arcades and the. That's where we'd go. And sometimes things got a little crazy at Salisbury Beach, but the parks and arcades, and that just harkens back to.
Disappearing world. It's, you know.
You talk about the churches. These aren't much different.
The honky-tonk boardwalks where you have the families there for the amusement parks, but it kind of had a little of that
CD. Well, you had the kids there for when the sun went down.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But we used to
skip school and go down and, you know, just bomb around. You know?
It's amazing that all these years later, a couple of North Shore and South Shore guys can sit here and talk peacefully about these things.
I know.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I'm going to play that song. I don't think I've ever done this. Someone play a song live, and then I played the recorded version as well. I'm not going to do it right now, but I'm going to play a couple songs. But I love that song so much. I'm going to play it off the album as well.
Thank you.
Cool. But right now I'm going to play Somewhere There's a Party, and we'll come back and talk a bit more.
Awesome.
Somewhere there's a party. summer days in the high 80s. Ran our bikes for the Macho Dams, all the way to Nantasket Beach. Maybe I can hold it closer on the old giant roller coaster. Maybe she will hold me closer. Maybe she will hold me closer. Come on, come on, we'll ride, we'll ride. Fireworks reflect in her eyes tonight, tonight. Come on, come on. The fireworks reflect in her eyes tonight, tonight. Come on, come on. Come on along to Paragon tonight.
We get babbling off air sometimes when I forget to stop songs, start songs. That worked out all right. That was